Gone Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN.
We forgot to ask Canadian ambassador about citizenship for those, how easy it is to obtain. For those thinking about that or considering it.
I don't think it is. You know, it turns out that New Zealand,
yeah,
it's like $30,000 to apply for the citizenship.
And they approve such a small percentage of the people who are let into the country. Because there was a story recently about Peter Thiel, the Trump supporter tech guy, who was able to get citizenship.
Now, I just want to ask you a question. Mm. For those of you who are like, go ahead, Rokine. That's my impression of creepy uncle.
Go to New Zealand, you
go
mean?
Go to New Zealand, you're lack of American, you liberal commie. Let me just tell you something.
Uh-huh.
A, not a liberal commie, but B, I'm not leaving. I'm staying. A, because Ruth Bader Ginsburg hurt her hip, so it was not going to take
me. She wouldn't make the journey very easily. Yeah. But she does talk about that.
But it's like you can't get into the country. And if Peter Thiel, who spoke, one of the few real guys who spoke at the Republican convention for Donald Trump, if Peter Thiel is thinking about moving, and he's Trump's guy, I just want you to think about that for a second.
Right. So what does that tell you?
Well, something
that
to think about.
He wants to have that on the side, just in case, insurance policy.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's check in very quickly with Alex Stone from ABC News. He is in California, where the 9th District, the 9th Circuit Court of Appeals, is about to hear the travel ban or oral arguments here by telephone. Is that right?
Yeah, guys, this is going to be by phone today because the judges are in San Francisco, Phoenix, and Honolulu. They're not physically together, so everybody will be on the phone for this. And yesterday, there wasn't a hearing scheduled. Final written arguments were required yesterday. And then after they got all those written arguments, they scheduled this hearing saying, okay, everybody dial in. So it's going to get going in 49 minutes from right now. The government will make its argument. Washington State and Minnesota, who joined Washington in the lawsuit, they will make their argument as well. And then it's up to the 9th Circuit. They could rule tonight. We're told it may be several days from now. It could be a week. It could be 2 weeks from now. But the question being the temporary restraining order that has put the immigration ban on hold right now, is that TRO, the restraining order, appropriate or not? They're not dealing with the constitutionality of the ban, the overall case that the judge in Washington will deal with later, and then will probably get appealed again. This is just right now the restraining order. Should it stay in place or should it get knocked down and the ban goes back into effect?
What happens next then? So after they've made some sort of ruling within that time frame you suggest, Alex, where could the White House potentially go from here if they don't like what they hear, and what are the next steps?
It seems like either way, whichever side loses is going to go to the Supreme Court, but we don't know if the Supreme Court is going to hear it. You need 5 justices to say, yes, we're going to hear this case. If they say no, then it goes back to whatever the 9th Circuit decides. If the Supreme Court does hear it and it splits right down the middle, which is a very real possibility without Gorsuch on the court at this point, then it, again, would go back to the 9th Circuit and whatever they decide would hold. And again, there's this whole bigger trial that could happen in Washington State over whether the ban is constitutional or not. That could be months. That's going to take a long time. We're talking a full trial. And then that will likely get appealed back to the 9th Circuit and then potentially up to the Supreme Court as well. This is going to go on for a long time. The court could also say, look, they want more information. They're going to send it back to the lower court. We don't know what they're going to decide or how long it's going to take them. But the most cut and dry answers would be either the temporary restraining order goes away or it stays in place. And the loser likely then appeals to the Supreme Court.
I think this. And then you got 4-4 in the Supreme Court because you got 8 justices at the moment. And then
right.
That puts a different onus on the confirmation hearing for Judge Gorsuch.
In terms of the time frame for that, right?
So that'll be very interesting. And there's an expectation. We were just talking to Congressman Kinzinger from Illinois about this, that there's a bit of an expectation, I think, on Capitol Hill, at least because the 9th District does tend to be tilts to the left, that they will probably maintain the earlier order, which rescinded the ban or stayed the ban. Mm-hmm. So this will be the next. My guess is it doesn't come out in the Trump administration's favor here. Now, the Supreme Court could be a totally different situation, but because it is 8 justices, and if it's 4-4, then it goes to the lower court's
reverts back, right.
decision.
Yeah, which, it just tosses back to whatever the Ninth Circuit rules probably sometime this week. And the judges who are going to decide this, two of them were appointed by Democrats, by Carter and Obama. One was appointed by President George W. Bush. The two who were appointed by Democrats are left-leaning, moderate left. The one who was appointed by President Bush is a moderate conservative, at least in previous rulings. And there are those on both sides of this issue who are arguing really both sides of it. Some say that Washington has standing in this case, and there are others who say
really
absolutely they don't. And that's the big argument. Does Washington, can it show that it is negatively impacted by this ban? Washington says
the state
yes,
of Washington.
Companies, its people, its students. Others are saying no, that they can't show that they are negatively impacted. The other issue being the White House, the Trump administration, they say that immigration, national security, that the president has authority over those issues. States can't do that. The state says, Washington says, yes, we can because it negatively impacts us.
Right. And then and the merry-go-round keeps going around. And around and around.
Yeah. The football just keeps getting passed. There's filings constantly, and this is not going to go away anytime soon. The
Let me tell you, I'll fix this for you, Alex. Just fix it for you right now. All they got to do, you saw what happened. Michael Flynn, the General Flynn, the guy who's now Homeland Security Secretary, was up on Capitol Hill today. Kelly, I'm sorry. And he basically, what did he say?
He said
that, hey, it was my fault. He totally fell on his sword.
All my fault.
What a good soldier that is right there. He got up there and he said, my fault. The rollout of this is bad. We didn't communicate it right.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. Now, what he can do, because they can use that, and I think it's also very interesting that you've got the White House, they're responding to something, because Kellyanne Conway was on CNN today. She's trying to extend an olive branch to CNN. They're trying now to correct a little bit of the negative. They seem to have toppled over a momentum spike here for themselves, and they're trying to pull back. And there's a good answer here. They just rewrite it and take out the part about offering
like a Muslim test or some kind of litmus test.
Well,
but based on religious.
Any kind of religious test that the ethnic that religious minorities get preference. They take that out. This thing sails.
One thing you'll notice is today Sean Spicer saying they think that they will win on the merits of the case. The merits will be that trial down the road. That it seems to indicate that they don't necessarily think that they may win at this level right now in the temporary restraining order, because this part has nothing to do with the merits of the case. So this could go against them, but they continue to say that they believe when this is litigated with the federal court in Washington and it comes down to is it constitutional or not, that they will win at that point.
All right. Thank you very much. Stone Pony, Alex
Thanks,
Stone.
Thanks, Alex.
California.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye. For ABC News. Now, let me, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll dip in and out of this phone call. We'll eavesdrop on the phone call while we're doing the top 5 at 5.
Are we allowed to do that?
Sure.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it does. That's what I was saying. It sounds almost like it shouldn't be allowed, but it is because it's a public hearing.
We're the NSA now. We're Ooh. WGN NSA.
Cool.
Super secret. Cool.
I know. It's kind of cool.
Wanted to be a spy.
Yep. Creepy Uncle's got it. Wait, Creepy Uncle has been blasting this record down in the basement today. So I've asked him to come up and explain what's going on down there. That's Uh-oh. Coming up in the program before the top 5 of 5. And then every day of these last number of weeks, I have had a chill go down my spine over something that I heard.
Something that happened in the world. I know. I think it's a very common feeling.
Something that was said, actually. It's something that is said, and sometimes it's by the president, sometimes it's by one of his advisors. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, it was the president said something today that sent a chill. And mm-hmm. I believe even his most ardent supporters are going to hear this and think, uh-oh. Play it right after Violetta Pydermedic gives us a WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
She's real. She's Chicago. She's Robin Baumgarten. Watch Robin and the rest of the WGN Morning News team weekdays 4 to 10 on Chicago's very own WGN-TV.
All right. Now, I want to... So the president today met with sheriffs from all over the country, mm-hmm. from these United States of America. And Chicago, of course, came up. in the meeting.
The crime problem.
The crime problem in Chicago. And remember, he's sitting around a bunch of sheriffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing we're told is that he's very charming when he's in a group of people. People like him when they, you know, have dinner with him and meet him individually and like him. And you can tell there's a little bit of schmoozing going on here, but he's schmoozing using Chicago. And I don't like this, but here you go.
If you ran Chicago, you would solve that nightmare. I'll tell you, I'll bet everybody in that room, especially Carolyn, right, would raise their hand because to allow... I mean, literally hundreds of shootings a month. It's worse than some of the places that we read about in the Middle East where you have wars going on. It's so sad. Chicago's become so sad a situation.
Okay. Now, as we know, it's a terrible situation. We all agree on that.
Sure.
We all agree that we wish we could stop it. To make it seem as though one person in that room is better qualified than all the people here were trying to fix the problem, who have been trying to fix the problem for a century in Chicago, a full 100 years of this, is whether you're talking about and the killings. And by the way, this is not even close to the most deadly years in Chicago history, which is really even crazier. It's terrible. We all agree it's terrible.
It's terrible, and it's close to 20-year highs. So that's, I mean... It's really deeply troubling, and it's a problem. I mean, I like
but to say that one of these guys, men or
just
women,
point
in that
out
room,
anybody in the crowd and say, sure,
they
can
do a better
wave
job.
Their magic wand. It's just no, right. it's insulting.
It does. It diminishes what's going on. It diminishes the idea because it's like then I invite the president to come here and solve it. If he believes it is just that easy. That's the problem. Do not create a fantasy around this because that's what he does. He creates fantasies. Now I said that there's one thing that chills me every day. That's like bone chilling. That is like down my spine. Like, oh no. Now I think even if you are an ardent supporter of the president, you voted for him. We all want him to do well, honestly, because if he doesn't do well, it's not going to be good for all of us. And believe me, if he doesn't do well, the kind of way he's not going to do well is going to be an unraveling for the democracy kind of bad thing if he doesn't do well. He's either going to do well, do great, and America's going to prosper and be safe, and the Constitution will remain intact. Or he is going to turn into some sort of, as his policies begin to either become ineffective, are ineffective, get messed up, he gets mad, or he starts blaming, he starts pointing fingers, and he gets mad at everybody else, everybody else's problem. As David Gergen said last night on CNN, this is how democracies unravel. That's the nightmare scenario, right? That all of a sudden somebody else's problem, and then if there is a terrorist attack, then somebody goes after the judge, and it's the judiciary against him, and he rallies and says that the judges don't count anymore, and he would like an emergency order to be able to take over the distillation of justice in America. I mean, there's
a nightmare scenario.
That's a nightmare scenario. But it has happened. It has happened before in human history. And not so far back human history. There are people alive today who remember this. So, and it has happened in other places around the world, not just in Europe, but it happened in other places. And it's a pretty scary prospect when you do have people who believe themselves to be bigger than the system. And then if they get enough people, you don't have to have a majority. You just have enough people who are willing to do anything that it takes to enforce their will. Now, having said that, I just want you to listen to this. Now, that's the nightmare scenario. But how does the nightmare scenario start? It starts with a drop of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to that. And if you're a supporter of his, I just want to know if this is defensible.
My asset forfeiture, we got a state senator in Texas, it was talking about introducing legislation to require conviction before we could receive that forfeiture money.
Can you believe that?
And I told him that the cartel would build a monument to him in Mexico if he could get that legislation.
Who's the
back.
State senator? Do you want to give his name? We'll destroy his career.
And I'm sure the Trump people will be on spin all day today saying, well, it was just hyperbole. It was just a joke he made. But he's the president now. And you just, that's not the kind of rhetoric you expect. I hadn't heard that before. I only caught a little bit of that earlier today. But wow. Destroy his career? I know, it was a joke.
You want to mention his name, we'll destroy his career. And then nervous laughter from the sheriffs. Because they're like, because what is he doing? He's basically saying, I'm wielding my power here. Some state senator or some congressman or some whatever it happens to be, they don't stand up to me, pal. I'll ruin a guy.
Well, you're taking that literally because you think that he has done that in the past, right?
Well, he's trying to do that. Don't you think that's why he is as verbally and Twitter violent as he is?
Because it's worked for him in the past as a CEO, as a businessman, to ruthlessly go after your competitors and then you bring them down.
But are we not supposed to listen to what he says and what he does, right? Those were our instructions.
Those are our instructions, right, from Kellyanne Conway, yes. For our instructions. You're right. Thank you, Violetta, for reminding us of what our instructions are.
Don't listen to what he says.
I wrote them down.
Look at what he does.
See, now that's how you remember that then. That's great.
Thanks. Can I have a cookie?
Yes, you can have a cookie now.
We have some Swedish bakery cookies. You got some buttered meats around here somewhere still.
Yep. All right.
Troubling.
That's the sort of thing. That's where the threat starts. You know, the legislatures and the state law, they don't count if they don't do what I want them to do. And did you hear what the sheriff, that was a sheriff from Rockwall County, Harold, Evanson,
I think. Who was up there with him?
That was the guy asking the question.
Oh.
And the sheriff was saying there's a state senator who's trying to issue a bill that you have to convict somebody of a crime before they can forfeit their property. Where you can forfeit their property, their ill-gotten gains back to the state.
That's what that was about. I didn't understand the front end of it.
So let's listen to that one more time. But remember what the sheriff is asking for there. The sheriff is asking that you don't need a conviction. You just need an arrest for the government to seize the property. That's what the sheriff is talking about.
Is he talking in relation to terror?
He's in relation to drugs.
Drugs.
Asset forfeiture. We've got a state senator in Texas that was talking about introducing legislation to require conviction before we could receive that forfeiture money.
Can you believe that?
And I told him that the cartel would build a monument to him in Mexico if he could get that legislation.
Who's the state senator? Do you want to give his name? We'll destroy his career.
I don't think the context helps, really. Doesn't make it more palatable, that's for sure.
Well, the context actually makes it more chilling, I think, because the context is that this is a guy who's there's a state senator who's arguing that you actually before you can the government can take your property, they have to convict you of a crime.
Seems to make sense.
I can't believe there's a law to the opposite of that. Really? They have a law that doesn't say that?
I think after the drug kingpin laws. And state by state, I think that asset forfeitures are easier than they had been.
Wow, that's really...
So this guy's trying to go back.
Right. I just can't believe they would take anything without a conviction. You have to have a conviction. That's what a conviction means.
And then Trump's guilty. Like, can you believe that? I can't believe we can't just take people's money. I mean, come on. Not chilling? Wasn't that chilling? That was chilling.
It was very chilling.
Okay.
It is very, very, very chilling.
And I am not some sort of lunatic like people think I am now. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'll become a lunatic, but I was not a lunatic when this started. Okay.
You cannot make those kinds of jokes, and I am using air quotes, when you're the president.
Right.
You just can't.
You are going to threaten a guy with destroying his career. Because you don't understand what the guy's saying to you. Just give me his name; we'll destroy his career. That's like from a mob movie.
It really is.
Are you sure that wasn't The Sopranos that you just played?
Did you change the voice?
All right. Okay.
I think you did.
All right.
Although I know you didn't.
And whether you want to argue about the legislation or not, I mean, I don't. That's not enough to. That's for another debate. I'm not even worried about the legislation because there may be a reason for that. I don't know. I don't know enough about what's happening there in Texas and if they're holding the assets in advance. And that, I mean, you know, you can hold the assets. You just can't. They're not forfeited yet, though. So I don't know what the question is there. All I do know is this, that you can't, if you're president of the United States, you cannot threaten at least publicly. Let's just start with that.
Let's start with that.
Publicly threaten a politician in another state, state senator or state representative in another state, with just mention his name and I'll destroy him.
Because he's the most powerful man in the world, right?
Right.
He has the power to do these kinds of things now. You're not some CEO talking about destroying a competitor. It's a lawmaker.
Yes. Okay, I got to go.
Okay.
All right. Chili.
I understand why that's upsetting.
Creepy Uncle's coming out of the basement, and he's going to make more sense than all of this. All of this. But first, Judy's news, 2 minutes away.